Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 7:19 a.m. Eastern Time, April 8th. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point. Today is eclipse day, and yes, there are traders that use astrological, astronomical, they use weather, they use climate, they use a variety of things you wouldn't think of in terms of normal business for the stock market. In addition, we have the interest rates still working higher, and that can bother the stock market. Gold's working higher, that bothers the stock market, especially relative to geopolitics. Crude oil still holding up there, that's bothering the stock market, and again, relative to geopolitics. So geopolitics is probably at the top of the list, but boy, a close second, and they may even flip back and forth of who's number one. Would be the interest rates and geopolitics, okay? This morning, I think the geopolitics, frankly, have calmed down a little bit here, but it's something we're going to be watching all year long because Wall Street is labeling that as number one problem for stock market, economy, whatever, and not the actual business in the U.S. and not the actual U.S. economy, okay? We got a fantastic jobs report, better than I realized as we dug through it and ran it through the model again and again, and more so of listening to commentary of some of the people we respect on it, and some of them are saying it's the closest to perfection, if not perfect, jobs report. Does show we're right on the modeling of the economy, that we should be in a sweet spot relative to GDP and the PMIs, and I've been saying this for a few weeks now, and we're getting the evidence. We are doing fantastic, okay? So, but we do have these geopolitical issues. Now, today, the model is suggesting that a level four top and level four bottom can occur during a day. Sometimes that means it cancels out and you just have a day that doesn't accomplish much of anything. Sometimes you get a little volatility, but maybe some choppiness as well. And we don't know when one of those level fours can actually extend into tomorrow. And also keep in mind, Fridays and Mondays, we do not get everyone trading and back to work, okay? So tonight into tomorrow will be the more important time to give us a clue of what we want to do this week in terms of traders, investors, what do they want to do, okay? So I think we've lost some people, and I do think the eclipse thing is going to be a little bit of a factor, but again, it's mostly geopolitics and interest rates right now. Crude oil can work a little higher, but I see it backing off eventually here. The same can be said of Bitcoin. Gold can, I suppose, rocket higher. It's been very impressive after being such a sleepy bull market. Now it's really into its own and its limelight, but it can be bullish into summer just along with Bitcoin. Dollar is not doing too much. It needs to pull back here. I think it's kind of firm still, but I think in a few weeks it'll pull back. So they are watching the dollar, they are watching gold, they are watching crude oil, and they haven't been watching those things for a while. But interest rates is right up there, and they always will be watching those, but hopefully less so over time. And then, of course, they're watching the geopolitical. Okay, for these level four swings today, maybe going into the rest of the week here, trade below for the S&P 500 cash, below 5188.88, may be a clue it wants to go down and fill a tiny gap left on Friday in the 5150s area, and it may yet have to move on down to about 5120s to fill a gap that dates back to March 19th, 18th, something like that. All right, now, on the other hand, if the S&P 500 trades above, say, 5221.97 or something like that, I think it's going to move back towards the record high, and ideally, eventually, it's going to do a record high. So the level four is not helping us this morning do anything, everything in any direction. It's the start of the week. Maybe there'll be sluggishness, maybe not. They're trying to assess all this data and geopoliticals here, and they're trying to wake up, get back to work, and we got eclipse day, and some people think on a long-term to very long-term basis, this eclipse is an important sign of developing, I guess, something towards the better, and maybe we're going to be calmer, nicer people in the future, but they're at least saying big change, huge change, changes, okay? So we got all those things that people are considering this morning as they try to have their morning coffee and wake up and get going and get over the weekend here. All right, now, zooming out for the larger trends, the model's saying, even though we originally were looking for a level three bottom on March 26th, I believe. And then by March or by April 2nd, that bottom was violated and the model said could have a brand new level 3 downtrend. And if that's intact, we may have problems yet this week before moving higher into May. There may be more downside this week. But the model is saying that that jobs report was so good and the market did respond. There are certain types of groups of traders in the model that sold during that collapse on Thursday into Friday morning. They actually bought everything back on Friday and quite possibly broke even. They even got a better price. But that doesn't mean everybody did that yet, so we just don't know. Maybe there's some others who would still like to sell here, and we don't know what kind of news is coming down the path here in the next few days, geopolitically, interest rate-wise, and whatever, okay? So we do have to consider it can come down. But what the model is saying, there's a good chance that instead of bottoming back on March 26, it bottomed about the latest allowed, even though it was only 20% probability on our bell curve of finding a bottom, but probably bottomed Thursday for cash, Friday for futures, or Thursday, Friday for futures. And the trend is likely up into next week, or at least up this week. But more importantly, the larger trends are probably up from last week's lowest price into May. Now, with that, however, there's a chance that the market changes its mind and needs to consolidate at least, chop around, maybe go lower this week, and then it gets on board higher into May. So I'm just warning you that there's still some alternate things here that can go wrong, cause some sloppiness, slipperiness. But in general, though, we want to stay focused on the idea it's moving higher into May. Now, there's going to be an increased number of bulls even, especially bears, saying we've had such a good run-up from October that sooner or later we have to have more frequent setbacks and they have to be deeper setbacks later this year. That's coming too. I'm okay with that. But let's stay focused. The stock market's going higher into May. Happy Eclipse Day and have a good day. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.